The November 4th Maui Charter Initiative was approved by a 2.3% margin. It calls for a moratorium on the growing, testing, and cultivation of genetically engineered organisms until environmental and public health tests can be conducted. Mark Sheehan is one of the original Shaka Group members who started the petition drive to let voters decide.
We can't allow foreign corporations to come in, pollute our land, ship out the profits, and leave the pollution behind.
Monsanto was one of the biotech corporations challenging the initiative in federal district court. Monsanto grows GMO seed corn and soy on 3,000 acres on Maui and Molokai. It employs 540 workers and estimates the economic benefit to the county at $85 million. Site lead David Stolzfus says mounting a $5.1 million vote no advertising campaign was justified.
The investment that Monsanto made in the campaign against the initiative was certainly well thought through and well deserved, as we are trying to protect the livelihoods of our employees, our farms, and of the ag community here in the county.
But Senator Gil Keith Agaron, who represents Central Maui, says the Monsanto public relations effort backfired.
The amount of money that was spent was more than anyone that's ever run for governor here has spent. And this was over one initiative on one island. Frankly, I think that sort of energized the people that were opposed.
Amy Stokes, who belongs to the Mam Hui, says mothers, environmentalists, educators, and Native Hawaiians came together to support the GMO moratorium.
In the past, the issue had always been getting Hawaiians and environmentalists to work together was like oil and water. And in this, we saw a blending and a connection and a common goal.
Native Hawaiian farmer Alika Atai says those born and raised on Maui and the newcomers shared a concern for the aina or land.
I mahalo the hippie people, so-called hippies, these are now my friends. They know malama aina. They live aloha aina.
Atai says the initiative was for the children, the visitors, and the creatures who have no vote. But for Monsanto employee Kai Tilk, who grew up on Maui, the initiative will break up families.
I've been working here for over 15 years, so I'm pretty specialized now in what I do. So if the operations were to shut down, you know, I'm kind of worried that I might have to be moving not only from Molokai, but maybe out of the state.
Warren Watanabe is executive director for the Maui County Farm Bureau, which supports organic, conventional, and GMO farming. Watanabe says the Farm Bureau underestimated the anti-GMO movement.
We anticipated that we would come out on top. If you look at how the bill was written, it's very confusing, and you know, we tell people that, you know, hey, we got to look at this more carefully before we pass anything like this.
In my next report, a look at what both sides want to resolve this issue. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.